And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. Congress is finally turning up the heat on Planned Parenthood. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett and Arizona's Andy Biggs have written 11 Planned Parenthood affiliates demanding to know whether the nation's largest abortion provider has been spending your tax dollars on abortion and so-called gender-affirming care for minors. Federal law forbids both. The group pulled in roughly $800 million in a single year, and lawmakers say it stonewalled them for nearly a year. Their own report shows cross-sex hormones handed out with little or no medical evaluation. The funding was cut for 1 year under the One Big Beautiful Bill, but it switches right back this 4th of July. Nothing says Independence Day like refunding the abortion industry. In Colorado, the legislature just sent Governor Jared Polis a bill forcing every university in the state, public and private, to hand out abortion pills on campus. One pro-life OBGYN points out that student health centers were built for primary care, not for a procedure that often needs surgical follow-up. One analysis found nearly 11% of women suffer sepsis, hemorrhaging, or other serious harm from these drugs. Colorado's calling it access. In Canada, 84-year-old Miriam Lancaster woke up with severe back pain and was rushed to a Vancouver hospital. The first thing she remembers a doctor saying wasn't a diagnosis. It was, "I would like to offer you MAID." That's Canada's assisted suicide program. The real problem, a tiny crack in her spine. 3 weeks of bed rest later, she was riding horses on a volcano in Guatemala. The war on parents rolls on in California, where the state sees the teenage daughter of Alexandra Lyashkino, I hope I said that right, who's an Orthodox Christian and Ukrainian immigrant, for refusing to consent to her daughter's transition. Now the state is wanting to put the girl up for adoption, and the family has fled to Florida to protect their younger son. And California's term that they're using here, not just for this parent, but for all parents who won't sterilize their child, they're culturally unfit. Meanwhile, the University of Portland, a Catholic school, has spent 6 years employing a lesbian pastor named Brandy Daniels to teach queer theology. She tells students the Bible's passages on homosexuality shouldn't be taken literally. And she has an upcoming book titled How Not to Be a Christian. At least the title's honest, isn't it? And in Homeland Security, new Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, a former Oklahoma senator, is cleaning house. He's fired officials tied to former Secretary Kristi Noem, paused over $1 billion in detention spending, and pulled ICE back from the big splashy raids the White House felt were costing public support. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.